Blog Talk Radio.
And I am Suppressed Live are the views of the host, and it does not reflect on any affiliations or sponsors. The show can be inappropriate site, so
Hello.
Hey, sorry for the technical difficulties. This is Allison here from, and Johnny, of course.
I'm here.
And also Brenda as well.
Oh, we might as well let Jamie go on the air.
Oh, no, Red Hood. Don't. No, Jamie.
Deb.
Don't. The affiliates tonight are WBDShop.com and Harry Potter Shop. You can find all the list of our affiliates on AMCPress.me/affiliates. Is there a teddy here?
And holy dead air.
Yes. Yeah. I was, not fun with that air. And I'm trying to get back into show. Gotta love air. Okay.
Yeah, guys, we're alive, so yeah.
I guess roll of the punches.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Red Hood, what do you think of, what's your thoughts on Red Hood, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Well, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
How about, What's your opinion on the Olympics ending and
honestly,
now the Winter Olympics is going to be in South Korea? Fun.
Honestly, I am seeing more 50-odd people than is necessary. And the funny part about it is that they both look the same. Not only do they look the same, but yet it's going to be one controlling the theater right after another. Could you imagine? Yes, they're like, could you imagine the current Prime Minister's plan, even though he's just shot his uncle and whatever? And, you know, it's kind of funny when you think about it. You know, the succession of people who have been in charge of Olympics. I can only imagine the boardroom in planning for the Olympics in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Would be.
Yes. So, we have Olympics.
And this is how it's going to be run.
And the ceremonies are going to be heavily edited by NBC and followed by some comedy is probably going to be canceled. Nope.
Exactly, and very controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the funniest thing about, I mean, the funniest thing of, it is the funniest thing because, you know, we look at the success of dictators versus Olympics, right? The history mm-hmm. goes back eons of years. There was Hitler against Jesse Owens. There was Mussolini mm-hmm. against Jesse Owens. There was now Stalin against, well, Stalin. And then, you know, and then you have
right.
Putin against the gays.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And now you're going to
yeah.
have the current prime minister against everybody in China.
Great.
I wonder how that's
going
to turn out.
Makes things absolutely fun for, I'm sure those that are going to be affected will love that.
I mean, it's just funny because, like, you have all this history and, you know, snow-covered peaks and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But now they have another 4 years to actually catch up.
Yeah. Maybe
you
they
know.
Won't. Maybe they won't have people in, talk.
I mean,
maybe they won't have those reporters staying in filth.
No, they'll just shoot them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, and it's funnier because, like, in China, because I have a few friends in China, in South Korea, they talk very fast, and they talk very fast. So you can only imagine the commentators' views on the Chinese end. Could you imagine? Oh, I mean, it is quite funny because, like, I'm trying to say it's very fast, and we're like, oh yeah. But in France, if you had it in France and you had Canadian Swiss versus
mm-hmm.
French Swiss versus the South Korean, you would need three translators, three people who are on crack. You know, and then one person translating everything with a pencil.
It definitely makes things definitely crazy.
It is crazy, yeah. I mean,
it could be,
you know,
it could end up being very interesting. It can be one comical Olympics.
And do you remember? Wait, do we remember the Japan Olympics though?
I remember I forget when Japan had their last Olympics.
Well, their last Olympics was in 2001.
Oh yeah,
and they were controlled. They were paid, and they were controlled. Yeah.
Right. So it's the whole point of being like, okay, we're just going to control whomever we have, and like just like puppets.
I mean. And it's funny because, like, you know, when you have everything, you know, and the Olympics being what it is, it's a national symbol. The national symbol has just gotten ruined because the geometric thing didn't pop out on time. They had, oh yes, we don't have enough money for a missing ring. When everybody claims to see everything, you know, bigger than it is, kind of thing.
It's the whole point of saying, okay, Olympics should be definitely have some, should be flawless work.
Well, flawless is an understatement in terms of Russia's standard.
Oh, yeah, Russia, it's the whole point of saying, they could care less what people are doing. It's, they would rather...
Obviously, they can care less, but it is kind of funny. I mean, regarding everything, you know, if we look at, yes, there's no top picks, but I want her to stay. I do not want her to go. Are you gay? I'll shoot you. You know, it's kind of stupid.
I wonder if they, if Putin put them in a nice, in the jail cell for their...
It's like, I'm gay, oh no.
You can't even be legitimately happy. Because of some dipshit will report them for being happy. And I mean, it's just the point of saying who really...
It is funny because,
I would want to be put through that. I know I wouldn't. I would. I would be the first one to tell if I was put through a situation like that. I think I would be telling whomever it was that they should have a gay day.
Oh yeah, I mean
it's the whole point of, you fuck with me, you're done.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be that to me, you know. It probably would be this kind of thing where it would be absolutely... It'd be very interesting, you know, to see what happens where it would be very interesting to see what happens in after the Olympics, what happens and how bad, you know, how bad
it's like,
it would be.
It's like common sense, please.
Oh, common sense, and nobody, you know, it would, oh, God. I mean, how Putin... deals with everything.
I wonder if Putin was abused as a child.
What?
I said, I wonder if Putin was abused as a child.
He probably was. Probably locked into a cellar, you know, hit several times and says, I will worship gays, I will not worship gays, I will not be worship gays. I will not worship gays, and then I will not be worship gays, but...
And then,
I mean,
watching the playing with people's lives to it the umpteenth degree.
I mean, Jesus. It
like
so disgusts me. You know.
It's almost like maybe Putin needs a slap in the back of the head a few times. Johnny, what's your thoughts on Putin?
It's a little bit for a lot crazy, actually.
What do we think, though?
I kind of see that. I think Johnny should have before, since he's
definitely
been quiet.
What do you think, Johnny?
I think everything was just wrong.
In what way?
Also the closing ceremonies, that was heavily edited. They actually left stuff out. NBC did.
Wow.
Really?
Can we at least get it streamed live legally? They even block it out so everyone's watching on TV at like the same time.
Wow.
That's a fail. Then afterwards, switched to a comedy will probably be canceled in a couple of weeks.
I think the Olympics should just be held on ABC or Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's not butcher that. I mean, really? Fox, really?
ABC.
Really?
ABC or Fox? At least Fox. ABC, we know we get quality shit.
Yeah.
Well, NBC doesn't heavily edit it. You know what I mean?
And at least this year, it was.
Which is crazy.
It is
if
crazy.
If it was, then there's some issues. Is what are they trying to hide?
Yeah. Apparently there was a piano thing that was cut. Something else was cut.
It's funny. It's just how many things can you cut?
Yeah.
You know?
This is why I tend to go for... If things were able to be streamed, if NBC had all raw footage and they made it as a streaming... live stream on the
exactly,
YouTube.
And then later on have it as like a highlights after like during prime time.
Right.
I believe NBC is holding on to the 90s in more ways than one.
I don't think so. How do you think?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, they won't even, like, live stream it. I mean, what are you, like, 1998 or something like that?
Well. I mean, it just... I think that TV channels have gotten more... how do I say it? Segregated in terms of their thinking, you know?
I mean, freaking Canada got it live.
Well,
and they're in the same time zone as us.
Well, they're also owned by a different...
like CBC or something like that?
Yep, they're owned by the CBC, and at CBC, nothing can be... It's just... it's a funnier thing when you're CBC because you're owned by the government.
Go figure.
Well, and NBC and ABC. You know, are owned independently. They're owned by big, huge corporations. You know.
Makes sense.
It makes now it starts to make sense.
You know, that's why.
Yeah.
Probably makes it where their quality can be top notch too versus having some issues of quality.
Yeah.
Quality entertainment is key. So,
right.
It could be very... It could end up being a challenge.
True.
Well, and the challenge of not restricting content. Like, I would love to see in a few years the Al Jazeera network photographs the Olympics. Oh, give me such a thrill. You know.
That would be cool.
It would be pretty awesome.
It would be interesting to see how for the better. And
I think last time ABC had the Olympics was 1984.
Hmm.
That long ago.
Wow.
That's insane. What's even more insane is how Putin decides, oh yes, I'm going to block everything, and then see how the rest of the world likes it when the Olympics is supposed to be an international thing. You know?
Right.
An international international thing in terms of an international event.
Yeah.
You know.
And
that's the crazy part.
And I think people from wherever, no matter what country you go to, they should be treated
with
respect, plus being able to say, okay, this is what we're dealing with. There has to be a way of saying, okay, we're done. People can't go on with this.
Well, people can't go on.
or have poor conditions to the point where you end up having to deal with a lot more issues than you would like to.
Right, right. And people that, in terms of, like, the logistics of it, they weren't prepared. I mean, we look back and we say, oh, yes, we're going to get, and they, it's almost like they were scrambling around to get to get ready and didn't have enough time. You know.
Kick them with their head cut off, where it's the whole, you're pretty much, they're trying their best to get shit done, but then it fails to the point of where it's going to be plummeting right beneath them.
Well,
which it did, clearly.
Well, clearly, and the thing about Putin is that he has so many restrictive qualities. I've never seen so many restrictive qualities in a dictator.
He's supposed to be a president, but he's becoming very... He's starting to get those dictator qualities to him.
Well, he is a dictator, but yet, you know, he's kept...
But I love how it's like President Putin. Yeah, sure. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe presidents don't just dictate what people can and can't do. Sorry.
Well, they do and they don't. I mean, they do and they don't, and. The thing about I think the latest thing is with everything, you know. I think the latest thing with dictators and stuff like that is that they have always historically had control. But once you put control and you put the Olympics on in their host city, then it becomes a rather...
I wonder if they get a big head.
What?
I said, I wonder if they get a very big head.
He already has a big head.
Oh, yeah. So that can't really happen.
But he has a very small brain.
Oh, yeah.
So...
All brainitis, I'm assuming?
Well, I mean, he can't have a small brain to run a country. But he can... it amazes me how two things, it's just funny. when you have historical dictators and you have Olympics.
Yeah.
It just, the inflation rate just goes hugely in their brain. You know?
Yeah. It almost
goes
makes
off.
You... Yeah. It makes you really start to think and put things into your mind. Like, people start to think more about the whole, okay, is this right? Is this something that people should be supporting or someone we should support? Depending on who the depends on who's in question too.
Right.
That's when it starts, where I start to question, especially if someone thinks that it, depending on who, if they're not qualified,
I start to question it when it is a thing in which you are too, it's not that you're not bright, it's that you're bright, but you are not thinking properly.
Right.
And when you're not thinking properly, you know, it's kind of, well, embarrassing when you're on national TV.
Yeah. No, and it becomes a whole point of saying you're just going to say, okay, these people, I'm going to just say that one select group of people is whatever. Like, they could be something that could be so good, it could be something so small, and then you try to take it away, no matter what they're doing.
And no matter what they're doing, it's more like, oh, I don't like that. Why don't you like that? Yeah. And you just go, well, I don't like that because of this. But yet, the funnier thing is, you go, well, I don't like that because of this, but then I don't like that because of that. I'm like, well, you can't have it both ways.
There's the point of saying that they should go F off, too.
Yeah.
If they're trying to hurt someone else, or hurt a select group of people, common sense be...
I mean, and there's a shitload out there. I mean, it's not that easy to talk about, because in terms of because of the history, you know, dictators and Olympics and how controlled they really get, it's almost like they get anal about it, you know?
Yeah. I believe it.
You know? I can only... It blows me away. You know, it blows me how anal they get, and then when things don't go their way, they blame the second in command or the third command, or, you know.
Or they just blame the person that is either they could blame anyone and they don't care. Clearly.
Pay attention, Johnny.
What?
Oh my god, what? Anyways.
Okay.
That's just...
I mean, what else can we talk about? What else is there?
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
I definitely think that us making mention of the passing of
Harold Ramis died.
And Harold Ramis died.
Yeah.
And that's shocking enough.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy how you know, people in this world who are so special to this world, like Ramis and, let's see, who else, just recently died. Shirley Temple. She died.
Yeah.
You know, how she's special people. I mean, yes, they're old, but, you know, this generation is full of shitheads and people who just want to make money.
And I say that there's always more to life than... But, yeah, money is...
Money is good.
Point that doesn't make you happy. Where it's just the whole you will pay dearly if you don't have.
If you don't have people, right? If you don't have people that surround you with good, you know, intentions and all that, yeah, you're gonna pay dearly.
And he was in Ghostbusters, Caddyshack,
yeah.
Directed Groundhog Day.
But he was the creator of all of that.
He was in The National Lampoon's Vacation. Yeah, we're talking some pretty memorable movies here.
Well, we're also talking about the original brand of College Humor.
How can we forget about Animal House?
And Animal House. I mean... But the fact that, my favorite movie of his was Groundhog's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Watch that first step. It's a real doozy.
You know, but he was a specialist of comedy. And he found Kevin Bacon. He found John Belushi, or John Belushi found him. But, you know, he found the National Lampoon show and Lemmings and all of that, and really, really had something to say about this world. I think that most people, you know, if they're comedy nerds, this will be a sad day.
Yeah.
Because what's crazy is that he was almost 70. He was, you know, and late 60s. And he...
Late 60s.
He didn't even... No, he's 9 years old.
Yeah. So if he was still alive, he would have been...
Yeah.
He would have...
depending on when his birthday was, might have been 70. That's,
what's crazy
that's
is
young.
That he,
yeah.
And what's really crazy is that his collaborator is Ivan Reitman, and
wow.
Ivan Reitman did one of several of my favorite movies, but the one movie that I love is the two movies that I love from Ivan Reitman's catalog, actually three, Up in the Air, Elephant, and Ghostbusters, and then Stripes. That's four. I'm giving you four. It's crazy how, you know, people who are widely respected people today just don't know. You know, they know about Seth, creator of Family Guy.
Right.
They know him.
What?
Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, they know Seth MacFarlane. But Seth MacFarlane knows about Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Definitely
crazy.
Opens your eyes. It opens people's eyes about how people knew how everyone in that industry it either is connected in some way or they know of their work, or it could go on and on. It's ever like there's always opportunities to work with people you liked, that you respected. So that's huge.
Oh yeah.
Being able to do that just makes life so much more interesting. You can't deny it. No matter who you are or what you're doing in life.
You just gotta live it up while you still can. Cause
yeah.
Because it's all more.
Mm-hmm.
Live for a day.
Well, it's not only live for a day, Joni, but, like, it also shows you how much what you make, stuff that you make, the products that you make will last a lifetime.
Harold Ramis
yeah.
will always be remembered for Ghostbusters and so many other projects. So you can't deny his legacy will live on.
Well, his legacy will live on, but it will live on in the minds as well as the hearts of many.
Oh, yeah.
And, there's just so many, many, many people. There are many, many things that he will leave and is left. You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's like life could throw you some hell of a some major curveballs, but then like things could turn around in life to where you are where the legacy you leave provides so many people with so many different things. It doesn't have to be just one basic element. It could be a few.
Well, yeah. It could be a few.
And that's what really matters.
And that few can turn into several thousand.
Yeah.
You know, and once it's turned into several thousand, just because of what you contributed, and if it's movies, then you have a big contribution.
Yeah.
You have the biggest contribution. And it's crazier. That, it's crazier when those contributions are so huge in everybody's mind. Because, like, I think the first time I saw Caddyshack, I was 11. And then the first time I saw Groundhog's Day, I was 8.
Nice.
And then I saw Animal House a bit too late. And then I remember I was crying because I was laughing so hard. So, in I was crying because I was laughing so hard. And then I was crying because it was just fucking awesome in ways that I can't explain. I couldn't explain why I was laughing. But
one word, you were brilliant.
Yeah, I knew it was brilliant. Yeah. I knew it was brilliant. But I knew that it was kind of awesome. You know, it's the kind of awesome that you go, Oh, this makes a load of sense. You know?
Yeah.
This makes a load of sense. And this makes a crap load of sense to be doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one, and I'm sorry for me not feeling all that good, guys. Just, I apologize to everyone listening. I'm not feeling all that well, so trying to make sure I could talk and not have problems.
Right.
No losing voice, so. That could be very bad, especially when doing a radio show.
Definitely.
So, it's the whole lack of talking on my part. I apologize.
No need to apologize. But, I mean,
that's like that vacation movie, like, They got to Wally World, like, oh, sorry, we're closed. And he punches the moose.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
My favorite, as long as there are 59 minutes left, my favorite part in Caddyshack was always the beaver.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was always the beaver.
Yeah.
Always. Because you don't know when he was going to come.
Right.
But you did know that he was there.
Right, yeah. That was always with me with watching Caddyshack and others. I have to say Ghostbusters was my favorite movie with him in it.
Who?
Because
it
was just classic, and you couldn't just. It was just the whole, okay, growing up, watch Caddyshack, grew up watching other things, Animal House. So, it was fun. I can't complain. Enjoyed it. That's what matters.
I mean, I think what he made was something that was really cool, and people were like, well, I can do better, and I don't think you can do better than Harold Ramis.
No.
I
agree with you, because Harold Ramis will always
Harold Ramis.
Sorry.
Sure, a lot of people will watch some Ghostbusters on Netflix tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Which what?
Leslie, I'm sure a lot of people will be streaming Ghostbusters on Netflix tonight.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And all the other great Harold Ramis movies.
Well, yeah.
I
wouldn't be surprised at all.
It would be something where it would be understandable with the whole, okay, this is that people are actually watching his works versus not.
Well, if you don't watch his work, he's like a staple diet for anybody who wants to do film in a way or other way. That anybody you want to study and study well, he's one person that you study along with others. You know,
yeah.
Like when I got into playwriting. The first person I went to was my favorite person, which is Mark McDonough. And and I reached out, and then I went, okay, how do I break this down? That was my main thing. You know, and then I started breaking down each one of his plays until I got so good that I've never met him. Would I love to meet him? Yes. I mean, he's the type of guy that I would love to have sit down and have coffee with and pick his brain.
you know. Yeah. You know, any writer, any writer that's worth its salt, this kind of, it's kind of worth your time, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to decide, really, really who your heroes are. It's not easy to find. They're not easy to find, but they're out there. They're out there.
Yeah.
They're out there. Not easy to find, but they are out there. That's all. I mean, that's all I really have to say about it. With 4 minutes left, I mean, but we'll leave it for tomorrow's episode on who we all.
Yes.
I guess who we all have our, you know, heroes and stuff like that. Who we value. And we'll tell you.
Yeah.
You
yes,
know,
of course.
That would be an awesome episode. But I have many. I have many that I value, but also many that I think others value. That's all I really have to say. Anything with you?
I know with me that there's so many people I admire. I can't just say that just one person made me want to do this. It was many. It wasn't just one specific person. And there's a difference between just saying, okay, you're going to just say, go F off, or I'm not going to do this because you're getting told that you can't. And when you have those people that you could respect, you highly respect, and if you have the opportunity to, then that means a lot of things can, a lot of things have, well, there's a whole lot of things actually can happen.
Right.
And you can't just limit yourself.
Right?
No, you can't. And if you do, well, you're not stupid, but you're just uninformed. You're uninformed.
Uninformed
so, yeah.
Just means that there's a lot more that you're limiting yourself to, which, in fact, is pretty sad.
Very sad. Anyway, it's 1 minute and our time is up.
Yes. We'll be back tomorrow.
Our time is unfortunately up, but we will be back tomorrow. We will see you then.
Try to stay warm.
Yeah, yes. Please stay warm.
Oh, yeah.
And tell your mother. Tell your mother to get you a hat and coat. It's winter.
And
stay warm.
Yes. Yes. And we'll be back tomorrow. And
peace.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.